Father, I just really want to pray a blessing over the families that took a step to dedicate their children this morning. God, I pray that you would give them supernatural discernment, wisdom that only comes from God with how to walk alongside this child as they discover you, your love, your goodness, your favor, your faithfulness. God, I pray that you would keep them, that there would be lots of times in their lives where they'll want to look left and right, because that's how life is. It's tempting. God, I pray that you would keep them. God, I pray that the parents would be kept and disciplined and diligent and steadfast in their prayers, and that they wouldn't waver in the values that you've imposed or imparted on us as believers and as parents of children. God, I just pray grace and strength for them. God, watch over all of us as we raise our children, not just the three that dedicated. We all need help and insight. So God, I just pray that you would bless us this Mother's Day with wisdom and insight, particularly the moms with their influence over the kids. God, we also ask in this moment that you would let us laugh a little bit as we walk through the service and we talk about a few things comparing motherhood to godliness. I just pray that we would have a smile on our faces, that we would be able to enjoy the day for what it is, and that we'd be able to really celebrate moms. So God, be with us in all that we do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to walk you through just a few thoughts on motherhood. This is not intended to be deep or in your face. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Pastor. I've been known to be pretty like in your business. You guys know that about me. Somebody say amen. I need to know you're awake and that you're out there. This morning, my goal is not to be intense. I do have one thing at the end that I think is kind of deliberately from God that I want to encourage the moms with. But, you know, when I was thinking about moms, moms are an expression or a reflection of God. Like, I'm not sure if y'all are aware of this, but when God created man and woman, he said he made them in his image. This is out of Genesis 1:27, and it says this. It says, God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Now, when you're talking about image, this is like likeness. This is the spiritual likeness. This is the intellectual likeness, the moral likeness of God. In other words, you should think like this. Moms are a representation of who? God, exactly. Now, dads, you are too, but you get to get talked about in about a month. Okay, right now, this is just about the moms. But it's the image of God. Like, the image of God is placed on moms. That means like grace and kindness and discipline and justice. All of those attributes are placed on moms. Like, if you're a mom, you're like, wow, that's hard to live that out. Not with the grace of God, it really isn't. So moms, I want to encourage you, lean into God. Like, one of the things with God is like, what about the idea that God cleans you up? You guys ever notice that like God cleans you up? You ever notice that moms do the same thing? Like, there's a, like, I love that when I came to Jesus, he cleaned me up. Anybody else feel that about their walk with Jesus? Come on, help me out. That, like, three of you. The rest, you feel cleaned up by God or not? Okay, we got to have a conversation. I know some of you don't come to church, but I engage the crowd, so the crowd's got to answer me. So if you don't answer me, I think pretty much, like, you're not here or you're not paying attention. And if you're not paying attention, that makes me a little offended. Not really offended. I don't get offended. That is, oh, man, geez. Now I'm touching nerves. I'm not offended, but interact with me. I like it. This is intended to be enjoyable and fun. So how many of you guys know that God cleaning you up is a good thing? Yeah. It is, isn't it? Well, in John 15:3, it says this, you are already clean. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples because of the word which I've spoken to you. And I remember God and moms are alike. You know, moms, if only with one word you could get your kids to do cleaning. How many times, I'm looking at my son. I always roast my son. I love my son. He's really maturing. I love my son. But mom didn't look at Julia. She looked at Michael. Like, he doesn't clean. Like, you got to ask him 10 times to clean his room. You're like, really, dude? Can you do the dish? Like, okay, I got to tell on him. I got it. I mean, I got the mic. I get to tell on him. He works nights. A lot of times he gets home at like 12:30, 1 in the morning, something like that. And every morning I get up, I make coffee, and there's like his lunchbox stuff is in the sink. And then every day he wakes up, that's usually like 9 or 10 in the morning because he works nights. And so I'm like, hey, do your dishes. And then he leaves to work about 1:30. And who does his dishes? Myself or his mother, one of the two of us. And then I'm like, dude, really? Like, that's what I, like, only with one word if he would do his dishes. That wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, what's remarkable to me, and I don't know if you guys ever experienced this, when you were a kid, do you remember your mom cleaning your face? Do you remember, like, you're out playing with the kids, you come running up to your mom, and she kind of looks at you, and she takes a towel, and she kind of does the, on your face, and it's not wet, so nothing comes off, right? Nothing. Now, what's the chemical composition of a mother's spit? I don't know, but I've watched moms do this number. And it takes off permanent marker. It's remarkable. I don't know what's in a mom. But moms just have this way of making sure that you're presentable. Listen, God does the exact same thing with you. He cleans you up. Even the stuff that you think is a permanent marring of your being, God cleans it up. And okay, this one's for me because when I was a kid, my mom always said this one, and I don't really understand this totally, but what is mom's infatuation with clean underwear? What is that about? I don't know why, but my mom would always say this, make sure you got clean underwear on. And I remember one time I said to her, "This anybody else in the room ever have this? Am I the only weird?" Okay, few, there's two or three, four, five, you, six. Few like clean underwear moms in the room. And so I remember one time I asked my mom, like, what is the deal with clean underwear? She said, well, what if you get in an accident? And I'm like, okay, I'm a cynic, you know? So I'm thinking like, man, we get in a car crash and there I am laying on the pavement. They're saving my life. And the guy looks over, he goes, whoa, look at those underwear. Like, isn't that the Murano kid? Like, you gotta be kidding me. That mother let him go out with... what is that in fact? I don't know. That was free, funny, I hope. I do know this, though. Moms have a way of putting attention to you looking presentable. By the way, God does the exact same thing. He cleans us up so that we're presentable. Like, I don't know if you've ever thought this, but the Bible says that God will present you before himself faultless and without blame. By the way, this is a picture of moms. Like moms, this is what they're after. You got to get this. Some of you think, man, my mom's always on my back. No. She's representing the image of God. She's trying to present you faultless and without blame. She's trying to do her job. That's awesome. I think that's awesome. How about this? You guys know that God protects you? Somebody say amen. You also know that God will correct you? Somebody say, by the way, moms do the exact same thing. In Luke 13:34, Jesus speaking, how often that I wanted to gather my children together, just as a hen gathers her brood underneath her wings. And the idea is that covering and that there would be protection in that. My tongue's not working this morning. Let me get a drink. But there'd be protection. So God wants to protect. By the way, you guys know that mom wants to protect you too? Jason, that's because you have a good mama. It's a truth. I know. I know your mama. I'm speaking that to take it as a compliment. God bless you. See, moms, they want to cover us just like God covers us. And they want us to do the right thing. Like they want to protect us and they want to correct us at the same time. In other words, they want us to do things that are God-honoring. And now, when I was growing up, there were a lot of times that like Caesar referenced how many kids. Like Caesar, you're the baby of 15. He's the only person other than my aunt that I know that has more kids in his family than me. I'm the baby at 12. So Caesar and I sometimes mourn together about being the baby of the family. Like, do you have girls right above you or boys? Boys, poor you. You got all hand-me-downs. I had four girls right above me. I didn't get any hand-me-downs. So all my clothes were actually like thrift store or new clothes. That's pretty much what it was. I didn't have any hand-me-downs because I would have been in dresses. That's not good. But I remember like we were out of control. Like, think about trying to parent your children and there's like, they way outnumber you, you know? And we were always into something. Like, we were that family on the block. Anybody else that family on the block? Like, something would happen, they'd go like, oh, the Muranos are in it. Like, that's pretty, like, there's something going on because we're there. And so we would start acting up and my mom would say this, if you kids don't stop it, I'm going to tell, oh, man. Now, the truth is, I knew mom was nice, but I didn't want her to tell dad. I knew if dad knew, it was on, like it, like trouble's about to happen. And then I remember this idea, like, mom is trying to correct us, so she would say that. If you don't stop, I'm telling your dad. And all of us would straighten up like right now because we didn't want dad to know. And then she would never tell dad, which was her way of protecting us, because if dad knew, he'd beat the crud out of us. He would. But that's, moms are just like God. They're in your life to protect you. They're in your life to correct you. They're a gift from God. Like, I look at my own kids, and I know many of you in the room, you could look at your kids and you could consider the interactions. And this is what most young people think. I wish that you would just let me do it. Like, leave me alone. I remember thinking that when I was young. I tell everybody, I thought my parents were complete morons until I was about 22 or 23. And then all of a sudden they got smart, because their wisdom became worthwhile to me at that. See, got tired of them telling me what to do, and then I realized they were pretty smart, and I started listening. Listen, young people, your parents are a gift. They were given to you by God to speak into you to make good decisions, God decisions. So please don't discard that. It's actually intended to be a blessing for you, and you got to think like this, like God is a God of discipline. You guys know that? You know that the Bible actually says this, that he chastises those he loves. In other words, he'll give you a whooping to demonstrate that he actually cares about you. You know that moms will do that kind of stuff as well, that moms will discipline. In Hebrews 12, verse 11, it says this, that all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful. I don't know about you, but anytime I've ever been disciplined in my whole life, there was no part of it that had joy in it. Nothing, ever, period. It says, but it's sorrowful, yet to those who have been trained by it, discipline trains you, right? Afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness, right lifestyle, right doing, right standing with God. So when you think, what's your mom's place? Mom's place is to help you stand right before God. It's actually intended to be a blessing. Now, how many of you guys ever got punished by your parents, mom in particular? Okay, pretty much every hand in the room goes up. You know, and what was your mom like? Did mom spank you? Did mom take privileges from you? I don't know. What my mom was the grounding mom. Like she would say this, you're grounded. Now, in my day, like young people, just tell me if this wouldn't be true for you. If you get grounded, you sit inside in the house all day on your devices anyways, so there's no difference in your life. Like you would be sitting on Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok or whatever it is your flavor, and you would be like, okay, I'm stuck in the house, but it doesn't really matter because I would do this anyways. But in our world, when there was no such thing as technology, being stuck in the house meant you weren't playing football, you weren't playing baseball, you weren't playing basketball, no hide and seek going on, no running up to the canyon to catch critters and snakes, because that was my childhood. So I was stuck in hell because I was stuck in the house. And mom would go, you're grounded. That's it. You're grounded. You're not going out all week long. And then Saturday would roll around. And this is what my mom would do every single Saturday. She'd walk up. She'd go, what are you doing in the house? And I'm like, she forgot. That's what's going on. She forgot. Watch. Just like God forgets. You know that the Bible says that when you confess sin, that he casts it into the sea of his forgetfulness. Now, I'm convinced that my mom wanted me out of the house because she needed a little peace. I'm convinced that there were so many of us, she didn't remember which one she grounded. I just don't know. Either way, I got off because she forgot and I would end up out playing with my... I don't know about you, but God disciplines, mom's discipline. It's intended to reap a reward of righteousness in each one of us. Our moms are actually a gift from God. Now, God is sacrificial. Can we all agree that God is sacrificial? Amen. He is sacrificial. Moms are also sacrificial. Like, I love this about my mom. My mom was the only mother I knew that could take one single stick of Wrigley's gum and split it amongst 12 kids. You'd get a sliver that was like nothing. Like because she always shared. Like she'd pull out a stick of gum and she'd be like, you could tell she couldn't wait to put it in her mouth. And I'd be like, Mom. And she'd be like, oh. And she'd break off a little piece for me because she knew as soon as I said it that JoJo was going to go next. Oh, Mom, could I have some too? And it's her last stick. Instead of saying, I only have one, no, she'd break it and break it and break it until she ended up with a little sliver, and we all had a little sliver of gum. But mom was sacrificial. Well, John 3:16 says this about God. It says, God so loved the world that he gave, just like moms do, his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but they'll have everlasting life. See, God's a giver. Moms are givers exactly the same way. Man, you know what's funny about, like, it doesn't matter what's going on in our life. Like, sometimes I'll go shopping with my wife, unless it's Michael's or Hobby Lobby. I hate those stores. Just being, I don't like them. I know other people like them. I don't. I never did. I get in them. It's colorful, and I'm colorblind, can't see nothing. I don't care. There's too many flowers, and it smells like incense or something. I don't like the stores. I just don't like them. Now, I'll go because she goes, and I like her. But I don't go because I like the store. And so she'll ask me to go shopping with her, and we'll get into the mall or some other place, and we're shopping, and we're intending to buy something for her. So I'm taking my wife, what? Shopping, right? And then as we're walking along with you, oh, look, there's shorts. Michael needs shorts. This honestly happened the other day. I'm not playing. They're like, this is every time we go out. And I'm like, okay, Michael needs shorts. Put him in the car. We'll get Michael some shorts. And we're walking along. Ooh, what do you think about this dress for Bella? I'm like, Bella's in Papua New Guinea right now. Like, dude, we don't need to buy nothing for Bella. Like, she already costs us plenty. Just leave her alone. And then we walk a few more aisles. Ooh, Julia, do you think these shorts would look good on Julia? And I'm like, woman, please. We're here to shop for
you.
Yeah, but I love moms. They're sacrificial. Like, okay, so I'll brag on my wife for a second. I got the mic. It's my church. Well, it's God's church, but I got the mic. Okay, so Julia just came home from school. Those of you who know, she's Navy ROTC. She's going to be a naval officer in about a year and a half or so when she graduates. And she's coming home. So we're in the new house. She doesn't have a room in the new house. She does now. But now we've got to set up the room. Oh, man, I love you, woman. We bought comforters and blankets and pillows and sheets and different comforters. And I don't know, what do you think about this color? I'm like, I'm colorblind, for God's sakes. I don't know what I think. You think you could finish out the room? I'm in there hanging shiplap on the wall before the day that Julia gets home. She flies in at night, and I'm hanging shiplap and painting it so that the room looks cute. And somebody asked me, what do you think about that? And this is what I said. My favorite thing about my wife is to watch how excited she gets for making a home a place for her kids. I love it. I mean, truly, I love it. I mean, I'll spend money on it. I'll give my time toward it. But really, I'm emphasizing this. Moms, you have a unique way of making any house a home. Any house a home. And when I see that kind of energy, it just demonstrates like how sacrificial God is with us, how much he blesses us. I want to encourage you, moms, man, just keep doing it. Like little things, we notice it. They go a big way. Your kids notice it. Your men notice it. Just stay engaged. I want to encourage you, just keep doing it. Okay, so God's love is deep, just like a mom's love is deep. And then I have one more after this, and I'm going to send you guys out to go get lunch or whatever you're doing. In Jeremiah 31, verse 3, he writes this. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Man, I've seen moms behave just like that, the attribute of God, of his steadfast love. I watched my mom not give up on me when I was dealing drugs. She had no clue all the stupidity as it. She just kept loving me, kept helping me, kept supporting me. She never approved of my sin. I want to be really clear when I say that. Moms, don't ever approve of your kids' sins. But man, don't ever stop loving them. Like, I love what one guy, I was talking to him, I said, how do you know what the line is? And he said, never stop loving him. And I said, why? He said, because if you stop loving him, then you break the relationship. If you break the relationship, listen, very important, you lose the influence. And if you don't have influence, you can't move them in the direction they need to go. My parents never approved of my stupidity, but they kept loving me. And that ultimately brought me to a place of understanding that God loved me. Man, your love is powerful and it's steadfast, and I don't want you to lose sight of that. I know some of you have kids that are doing all sorts of nonsense because sin is out there and it's real. I know that's happening. And I just want to encourage you, don't stop praying. Mother's prayers, powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. Keep contending. Keep believing, because listen, the image of God is in you, and that's how God sees your children. the same way you see them. You want the best for them. So does God. Because God is just, he's in favor of being steadfast, full of loving kindness. And he wants us, not only as parents, but moms, to do that with our kids, to believe in them. Like, moms always do this. They always see the maximum potential. Like, it's amazing to me. Like, I coached tennis in high school. And it was amazing to me that the parents, particularly the moms, would come and they'd like, you should give my daughter a chance. And I'm like, your daughter's the most uncoordinated kid I've ever coached. Like, I never said that to them, by the way. I was nice to them, but I'm like, they're not good. You know, but they're like, you should give them a chance. Okay, this is the best team in the league. You want me to put them front and center? Yeah. Okay, no, I can't do that. But that's how moms behave, because they always see the unscripted potential in their children. They always see the what could be, not the what is. And that's super powerful, because that's actually, listen, what God sees. Listen, when God looks at you, he doesn't look at you through mistakes. He doesn't. He doesn't look at you through failure. He doesn't look at you through mishaps, you know, happenstance, stupid decision. He doesn't look at you that like that. He looks at you as treasure, as gold, as refined gold. God sees the finished product. That's what he sees. Listen, moms are no different. I want to encourage you, moms, keep fighting for your kids. Keep believing the potential that's in them, and watch God mold around that and work around that, because that's exactly what he does. So as we wrap up today, because I told you guys we'd finish on time, and you'd get to go to brunch or whatever. How many of you guys going to brunch? Ladies, you got anybody eating anything good today? Is that just a guy holiday? What the heck? No one's talking to me anymore. What? Again, I got to correct you guys? Who's going out to eat after church? Yay, okay, that's better. I felt like, man, or out to eat. Maybe you're going back home to eat. You're doing family stuff is the point I'm making. But moms, listen, we want to honor you today. So Mother's Day is really about celebrating your sacrifice. It's celebrating your willingness to give and serve and do the best you can for your children. Listen, I know there's not a perfect household in this world. I'm fully aware of that. I know that not one of us in this room have done it all perfectly. None of us. I don't care how much you tried, you didn't, because we're all coming short of the glory of God. We're all going to fail at points. But listen, I want you to stand up and do the best you can with what God has given you in this moment to help your kids. Like, thank you for putting up, moms, with our attitudes. Like, I don't know if you know this, but kids got attitudes. They do. Thank you for putting up with that. Thank you for being kind and training us to be kind. Thank you for that. Thank you for teaching us how to forgive. Thank you for teaching us how to share. Like, those might seem like small things, but these are expressions of God in you teaching us as your kids. It's really powerful. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for standing in the gap for your kids. Thank you for being patient. Because I don't know, most guys, like, we're kind of driven and we're not very patient. A lot of times the ladies are way more patient. I know that's not always, but I've found that in my experience, most often women are much more patient than men are. Thank you for being persistent. Thank you for not taking good enough. Thank you for calling out the gold in us, the better in us, for driving us to success. And I know without my mom and my dad both, without them pushing me, I never would have become who I became. And I just can't thank them enough for all that they've done. Moms, I can't thank you enough for standing in the gap with your kids and pushing them towards excellence. For standing with them even when they mess up. Thank you for your persistence. Thank you for your drive. Thank you for pushing us forward. You know, I want to close with a word of encouragement, and then we're going to pray for you. Now, as I was praying about this message, this is the serious part of the message, but my hope is that it's an encouragement to you. So in Israel's makeup, God leading them out, as you guys know, we're studying through Exodus, God leading them out of captivity in Egypt and into the promised land, he gives them ideas of how they should live. Now, next week, if you're with us, we're going to start into the Ten Commandments, which are literally the 10 words of God. It's not intended to be the statement of a commandment, but God saying, this is how to live. In that scenario, in that context, he comes to Moses and he says, Moses, tell the people this thing. He says, beware, this is Deuteronomy 11:16. He says, beware that your hearts do not get deceived and that you do not turn away and serve other gods and worship them. In other words, don't put anything else before God. Don't put anything else before God. Listen, moms, you have the ability to shape culture. Listen, God has blessed you with the ability to shape society. You're like, I can't even manage my kids. Yes, you can. He's given you a grace to change an individual that changes individuals, society, that shapes a culture. You teach them to pray. You teach them to love God. You teach them to honor God. You teach them to do right before God, and it changes the fabric of the society around us. You have great power, great privilege, listen, and great responsibility. You have all of those. He goes on in chapter 11, verse 18. He says, you shall therefore impress these words of mine on your heart and on your soul. In other words, stamp it on you, impress it on you. He says, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and it shall be on the frontals of your forehead. And he says, listen, teach them to your sons, and by inference, your daughters as well. Talking with them when you sit in your house, just everyday life, talk to them. And when you walk along the road, when you're taking them to school, driving down the street, going to the grocery store, taking them to practice, talk to them about God. And when you lie down, in other words, when you do the bedtime story, the bedtime prayer, the tucking them in at night, tell them about God. When you wake up in the morning, like I love this. I'm going to do this because I think it's funny. You guys might laugh at it. My wife will walk in the room when the kids are sleeping and she'll do this number. Rise and shine and give God the glory. And they're like, oh God, mom, stop it. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory, rise and shine. And they're like, oh my gosh. And she's like, that's my song. And I said, that's my song. She said, it's my song. I'm like, I'm not arguing. It's Mother's Day. She's imparting when they rise up. Like, I know it's fun. You got to know my wife. She's fun. She's the heartbeat of our family. I'm the serious one. She's fun. I'm not fun. She's fun. When they want advice, they'll go, Dad, what do you think? And when they want fun, they go to mom. Because I'm not fun. Listen, everything you do, every aspect of your lives, mom, when you put them to bed, when you take them down the road, teach your kids when you walk along, when you rise up. He says, even like write it on the doorpost, like put it in your house. For me and my house will serve the Lord. Yeah, yeah. Those who enter here are blessed. Like I told my wife one time, I said, I like having scriptures on the walls. And we don't have a lot of them. We have two or three signs in the house that are light. And she goes, why? I said, because I like it when people walk in and they see the word of God. But it's based on this verse. Like write it on the doorpost, on the frontals. Put it on the house and on your gates. In other words, everything about your life should be an insignia of God so that your days and the days of your sons will be multiplied. In other words, God will bless you. He'll make their life fruitful is what that means in the land in which the Lord swore to their fathers to give to them. And as long as heaven and earth remains, I'll do this for them if you'll train them. That's the inference. So moms, listen, I want to encourage you. You have the power to shape culture, to change a society by training your kids to love God. Amen. Is that powerful or what?
Yes.
Man, it's super powerful. So moms, if you're a mom and you're here this morning, I want you to stand. We're gonna pray for you. I just want you to stand up. And if you're around them, I want you to put your hands on them. We're gonna pray for them. We're gonna pray for courage and blessing. And what's really cool to me is I see multi-generations in our church. So I see moms and daughters it's awesome, super awesome. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, I want to say, first off, just bless these ladies. And not only the ones that are in the room with us, but those online that are participating. God, I just pray that you would bless them. Give them wisdom. Give them patience. Give them courage. God, I encourage them. God, I call forth the courage of the living God that resides in them. God, I pray that they wouldn't waver in convictions, that they would walk in truth, that they would walk in righteousness, that they would walk in love, that they would be tireless in their giving direction to their children, whether they're 3 years old or 30 years old or 50 years old, doesn't matter, that they would always speak the life of God into their kids. And God, I pray that you would reward them with fruitfulness, that you would watch your children, the ones that you've prayed for and contended for, that you would watch them walk a fruitful life because you've prayed and you've contended and you've cried at times and you've laughed at times, but you knew that your job was to love them in the way of God, and you've done it, and it's going to bless your kids. So God, strengthen the moms in the room. Give them a grace today as we honor them, as we celebrate them, and let this be a day of just great, like, I'm doing what God asked me to do. So God, bless them, keep them, strengthen them. And as we go today, God, we pray for a great grace on all of us to enjoy the remainder of our day, whether that's eating with family or just chilling out, or some of us might even have to go to work. Whatever that looks like, God, let it be a day where we just honor you with all of our handiwork, all of our doing. We pray this in the name that's above all names, and that's the name of Jesus. And all God's people say what to that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I love you guys. Happy Mother's Day. Moms, enjoy. Husbands, kids, spoil them today. Paint nails, rub feet, feed them food, whatever it takes. Enjoy them. All right, God bless you guys. Have a